Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Live from the X Games Aspen, presented by Fireball. Here's Mike Evans.
Yep, we are underway. Just got a chance to talk to Max Perreault, who's going to be performing in the Big Air Final coming up tonight. Also coming up tonight, it's the Women's Snowboard Superpipe Final. And our next guest is going to be competing in the finals there. And I'm talking about Ariel Gold, who is Colorado through and through. And Ariel, thanks so much for joining me here on a big day for you. And all right, let's get right into the most important stuff. I know you're a big Broncos fan. How you dealing with the fact that you're going to have to watch the Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
That's a tough question. I mean, honestly, I try not to be too upset about it because it's been such a huge drought for them, but I will absolutely not be cheering for Kansas City. I can tell you that right now.
Now, I'm talking everybody to a current CU Buff, and how do you feel about the Buffs basketball team right now? Do you see March Madness in their future?
I mean, I've heard they're having a great season. I haven't been following a ton this year, but I do have several friends who work with the basketball team and who are super excited about where they're going. So I hope so. It'd be awesome to see them in the postseason.
Yeah, at CU, you're studying veterinary medicine. How did this become a passion of yours?
Yeah, so I'm currently working towards my undergrad in psych and then hoping to apply to vet school, ideally at CSU or somewhere close to home. Yeah. But I've always wanted to be a veterinarian pretty much since I was a little kid. I've just loved spending time with animals and have done a lot of shadowing with local veterinarians and Steamboat. So it's kind of just a natural path for me, and I'm excited to be getting closer to that dream that I've had.
Yeah, whether it's horses or dogs, protecting dogs has become a passion of yours. And I understand that this all kind of stemmed from your experience at the Winter Olympics in Sochi in 2014?
Yeah, so in 2014, I went to Sochi for my first Olympics, and they had a ton of stray dogs that were just kind of running around up in the mountains where we were staying, and it inspired me to try and look into some of the programs that I could work with here in the States to help find homes for stray dogs or just unwanted dogs, I guess. And so I've been working with a local rescue based out of Breckenridge since 2014 and have fostered 15 dogs since then. So it's been pretty amazing experience. And I mean, I love spending time with dogs, so it's very rewarding and just fun to do.
Yeah, you work with nonprofits like Animal Rescue of the Rockies, Protect Our Winters. Why are these causes, I guess, so important to you?
I mean, the animal stuff has always been easy for me just with how passionate I am about taking care of animals. And I don't have time to have my own dog, so fostering has been an easy way to also get my dog fixed. And then in terms of the work with Protect Our Winters, I think it's just been, you know, I spent so much time growing up outdoors and have also seen countless other professional snowboarders do advocacy work with Protect Our Winters. So it was an easy progression for me into kind of using my voice to have a positive impact.
And your voice is loud, and your influence is felt, and you've had a remarkable career. And I want to go back to and talk a little bit about your Olympic experience, because it's been really unique to watch. And going back to Sochi in 2014, it was a rough Olympics for you in terms of performance and in terms of injuries. Where were you after that whole experience? Were you questioning whether or not this is something you wanted to continue to do?
Yeah, so in Sochi, I dislocated my shoulder on the day of the event and wasn't able to compete. I was 17 years old at the time, and it was my first Olympics, so obviously that was pretty devastating, especially just kind of having had some pretty lofty expectations going into it. But, you know, in the end, I think it was a great learning experience for me. I did definitely have a bit of a hard time in the months following Sochi, just kind of trying to find my why again in terms of competing and just continuing to push myself in snowboarding. But I was able to kind of push through that tough spot, and fortunately I had the opportunity to go back again in 2018 and have a much better experience. So I'm just grateful for everything that I learned in Sochi, and I think I'm a better person and a better snowboarder for it.
visit with Ariel Gold, and yeah, in 2018 you won bronze, and I mean that was a surprising bronze, wasn't it, for many people in your event, and was it a surprise, a pleasant surprise for you?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there's some surprise there. Most people, I don't think, expected that I would qualify for the Olympic team in the first place. Just kind of the year leading into the Olympics, I hadn't been progressing a ton and was feeling a bit burnt out. But then going into the Olympics, I just kind of decided that I was going to put everything I had into that season and just did everything that I possibly could to prepare myself. And just in terms of being at the Olympics, I tried to minimize my expectations, but also just be really positive and see what I could do. And I ended up putting down one of the better runs I've done in my life, and it worked out. So I was definitely very grateful for that experience. And yeah, just super glad to have had the opportunity to go back to another Olympics.
You know, I know the X Games and winning medals at the X Games are, you know, a huge, huge achievement for those of you in the sport. But you know, for a lot of us, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on the Olympics, and allow me the excuse here to kind of geek out a little bit. What is it like to step up on an Olympic medal stand, and you won bronze, and to be part of that and to see the flag go up? What is that experience like?
It's incredible. I don't know how I could possibly put it into words. I mean, I just remember, you know, standing on the podium and just thinking to myself, like, just enjoy every minute of it. My parents were there, and I definitely made eye contact with them a few times, but couldn't look back too many times because I was trying not to cry. But yeah, it's an athlete's dream to be able to do something like that. And it's something that I had visualized and dreamed of for years. So to see that become a reality was something that I had never expected, but something I'll definitely never forget.
Three-time Olympian, do you have your sights set on Beijing for 2022?
It's hard to say. I mean, usually kind of my approach between every Olympics is just to take it season by season. I try not to make, you know, one contest the end goal. So for me, I just kind of want to have fun riding every year and just kind of see where it takes me. But you never know. I mean, I had such an incredible experience this last time around, so I'm just going to keep having fun and just see what I can do.
As a veteran of these X Games, what do you try to get out of your Winter X Games experience? Besides winning and competing well, what about the whole experience that you've been through many times, what do you try to get out of this weekend?
I mean, my goal at X Games is just to have as much fun as possible. It's the one event that is really close to home for me, and that a ton of my friends from college and just from home come out to watch. So that's what makes it so special for me, is I usually have a huge crowd of friends who come out, and I get to see people that I haven't seen in a long time. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing for me, is just trying to enjoy every part of the experience. I mean, just everything about X Games, I think, is kind of the pinnacle of our season in terms of competing and snowboarding. So it's just super fun to be here and get to see all these people that I haven't seen in a while, as well as competing under the lights in front of probably the biggest crowd in our season.
Well, we look forward to watching you again, and been enjoying you for years, and continue to love following your career and continued success at school. And as always, a pleasure to visit with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And there she is, Ariel Gold, who will be competing tonight in the Women's Snowboard Superpipe Final. That'll be at 8:45, so you can check that out on ESPN coming up tonight and check her out in the finals. A great story, Colorado through and through. Went to Steamboat Springs High School. She's from Steamboat Springs, and her brother, too, Taylor Gold, is also a world-class athlete and performer as well. So tremendous story and a lot of success. She has represented the state really, really well. And she'll get a chance to go for another gold tonight in the Women's Snowboard Superpipe Final. Now, out here at the X Games, there's so much going on. And, I've been lucky enough to come up here for like the last, 4 years now, and even a couple times before that. And it is so much fun. And I highly, highly recommend, if you are a winter sports fan, to come on out here at some point. and check out all the events. They do such a great job. It's a tight, you know, really compact area, so you don't have to walk very far to be able to see all the events, from all the slopestyle skiing events, the snowboard events, to the snowmobile events. And I mean, what they do with these machines and the snow bikes, it's a ton of fun. Also got all the concerts and everything. You're 2 minutes away, 2 miles away from downtown Aspen. Snowmass is right here, so it is a fantastic time. Can't recommend it enough. You really owe it to yourself. You got kids who are into skiing and boarding, get them on up here at some point. They will have an absolute blast. So we're going to continue on. We got more great athletes to talk to, including coming up, we're going to talk to arguably the hottest X Games athlete there is out there right now. Scotty James is just destroying the competition in the snowboard superpipe, and we'll talk to him coming up next.
You work hard for your business, so should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.